All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize, maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
One. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 12 of the 1973 podcast. I'm your host, AC, here once again with the greatest tag team in the podcasting business, the birthday boy, the Gordon Solie of the podcasting world, this man right here, turning 50. He's joining the club.
Big 5-0.
This week, what do you have to say, Thomas? How does it feel to hit the big 5-0?
I'm ready to hit the senior league. I'm old.
It's not official until you get your AARP card. That's what makes it official. That's what makes it official.
I feel every bit of 50.
Especially after that Bruins loss.
What Bruins loss are you talking about?
It's coming. They've all been in hiding this week. It's been a long week. A lot of personal time used, a lot of vacation time, a lot of debts paid, a lot of pro eaten, as they say back in the day. Ed, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. You want me to read that letter now?
Yeah, so we're going to start like we usually do and read a heartfelt email from our buddy Chris. Had to send it in, so we'll... Ed, take it away. Read it from the heart.
Okay. So hold on. I'm feeling a little bit clumped here. Anyway, so you know, we would like to thank Chris for coming on a couple weeks ago. It was really nice of him too. So now it becomes the time that we're gonna roast him.
He's so officially one of the pack that... now.
Oh yeah.
Right, what officially... was that? Pink hats. I heard. Did I hear pink hats? Pink hats? Did I hear pink hats? Is that what I heard? All right, now on to the next chapter. All right, so this is coming from Chris. Chris, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for being a supporter of the show. We're still going to give you a hard time, so whether you like it or don't like it, learn to love it. All right, so it's been a week, so I decided to come out of my basement today, no matter what happened to the Bruins. I won't look at it as an opportunity to trash talk coaching or bad play. Florida deserved to win the series, and now they're picked to win their first Stanley Cup. let's say Tom and Ed, since AC is the only one left standing with a good bracket, if anyone needs me to know where I am, I think I'll still have some whiskey to polish off down here in his basement.
He's been in the basement. He's going
living
full,
in the basement.
He's going full Bruins Portuguese style and hasn't left the basement. He's eating nothing but Vavor soup and whatever Sagres and Lion's Head has left since 1992.
Wow, man. I mean, maybe he may get a care package of some Gaspar's Linguisa or something.
Maybe we can get him a care package. We'll check all the boxes, all the usual suspects.
I mean, maybe he just needs to break into that, you know, that 3-foot bottle of Anise with the big tree in it. Yeah, that's right. I went there. You know.
You did.
You know.
Tom, we're going to stay in Bruins Nation for a minute. We're going to capped us off with your take. You've had a week to let it dissect, let it sit. We want your take as a Bruins fan through and through. What do you got? We've heard Jeremy Jacobs over the years. We've heard everything under the sun. What do you got? This is your chance to vent. I know you were a little shell-shocked last week when it happened live. Go for it, my man.
I actually have to vent on Bruins Nation because I've gone on Twitter and I just can't believe fans, how, I won't say serious they take it, but they're pissed off right now with the Bruins because the Bruins as a team this past week, they've been in Europe. They were at some, they had a picture, they put a picture on Facebook, on Twitter, and they're at some soccer match and they're all on the field. And fans are actually giving them a hard time because they're smiling in the picture. Now, come on. I mean, these fans got to get a life because, I mean, you go to your work and you have a life off of work. I mean, you go and live your life, and that's all these players are doing. I mean, they've played a tough season. They had a great, unbelievable, historical regular season. And, I mean, you got to give them their due. They lost, and you got to give Florida their due. And I don't feel so bad about the loss right now because they're handing it to Toronto pretty good. I mean, they're up 2-0 in the series. I mean, granted, the game tonight is tied, but they're no fluke. I mean, people forget that last year they won the President's Cup. So, I mean, they weren't a bad team. I mean, fans just – typical fans, I think any team, when they have a season like the Bruins have, you automatically think they're going to win the Stanley Cup, and that's not how it works. The league is too tough.
I agree. Florida, very surprising. They were a year late from what they wanted to do last year, I guess. A couple of, you get the coaching change. The Tkachuk trade is mind-blowing how much of a difference that makes. You take a skilled guy and you swap him for a, grinder pest skilled guy, and look at the difference that it makes. Bobrovsky's playing great. Got to stay former Flyer. They let him go. But hey, what can you say about Florida? I mean, every win that they get, it's deservedly so. I mean, they work hard. They get hard on the forecheck. They're fun to watch. I mean, even the stuff after the whistle's fun to watch. Sam Bennett's been nothing but a pain in the ass to everybody. He doesn't give anybody a free pass. So it's definitely, out of all the series this round, it's definitely been my favorite to watch. I mean, there's, are you waiting for the meltdown from the Toronto media? Every time they show the GM, he's flipping out. I mean, it makes you hate him just because of that. I mean, you can't go into these series expecting to win. I don't know if that happened with the Bruins, but you got to go in and put the work in. Yeah, I mean, and if it means, getting a little bit of dirt on you, you got to do it. Get that sandpaper out. It's if you can, get beat up a little bit and come out of it, a little bit worse for wear and keep going. Look at, was it Jack Hughes today that lost the tooth or the other day? And he was, he said he played 200 and something games without losing any teeth. And which one does he lose? The one in the front. So it is what it is. That's par for the course. If you want to go deep in the playoffs, there's got to be some battle scars. So look at I had the name right on the tip of my tongue. You get hit in the head in the Florida game. He had the broken orbital bone. They showed
They showed him with the stitches earlier tonight.
Yeah, and the eye is all red and looks like he's got a stitch like almost going right into his eye. He's still playing. It's like that's the stuff that it takes. It's not because I'm a hockey person or whatever, but that is the hottest trophy to win, hands down. There's no guarantee that you're going to win it, and not to kick the Bruins, but it's a perfect example. You got to put the work in. Maybe they didn't put the work in. Maybe they just thought it was just going to flow like the season did, and it didn't happen. And, look what Florida's doing. They're doing what St. Louis did that year. Do they have the most talented team on paper? No. But does it show that you can beat the most talented team? It does. Ed, thoughts?
Well, I got a couple of thoughts. I mean, here's my thing is that I saw some things that on Boston media the other day, was this Bruins meltdown worse than the Patriots loss? when the Patriots were undefeated. Now, let's remember, Patriots got to the Super Bowl first and foremost, okay? So, you know, people in the back, they made it to the Super Bowl, okay? The Bruins, they choked. They had two times to put these guys away, and they didn't do it. They didn't execute. So, I mean, the thing about it is that their star player, their captain, I mean, look, I know what it's like to have herniated discs, and it hurts, man. There is no – so, I mean, huge props to him. I just think that, you know, really what it comes down to, Florida's been probably playing playoff hockey for the last month before they got into the playoffs. And so they're playing that grind, you know, jump on everybody kind of play. And the Bruins just weren't ready for that. And then the stars for the Bruins really didn't step up. I mean, the guys from Florida, those last two or three games, I mean, what was it? All three of their big stars had two goals or more, right? I mean, yeah. You know, so I mean, so that's my take on it. And, you know, I just think that, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, look, regular season is totally different. You cannot physically play playoff hockey for 82 games. You cannot do it. So, you know, the thing is that, yeah, it's really easy when you don't have somebody, you know, stepping up on you.
Well, the animosity builds. You're playing the same team. You know, they don't play back-to-back anymore. But, I mean, the schedule the thing with Marshawn, that breakaway that Bob flashed the pad on him, that's a thing that kids in the driveway have done. Breakaway to win the Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a story right there. I mean, and he had a chance to eliminate him on that, and it didn't happen. And I want to point out to Ed that he might not be able to tell the difference between a herniated disc and a hemorrhoid. So it's different. You got the H part right, but it's a little different.
Wow. I think I can tell the difference, maybe, but I don't know.
Just check it with your finger. You'll be able to tell.
Woo.
So we're going to stay on the NHL topic, and we're going to talk about the other series that are going on. Devils play today. They got one against the Hurricanes. Those first two Hurricanes games were lights out. They were unbelievable. Like, they were just beating them down. And then a little reversal. It's funny how it happens like that. Devils come home, and there you go. It ends up working in the other direction. So, you know, did the Devils figure something out? Is it just motivation because of the ass kicking they got the first two games? Did Lindy Ruff light them up? Who knows? Thoughts, Tom?
I think I was impressed with finally. I mean, not that I wasn't impressed with him, but the captain of the Devils, Nico Hischier, is that he came out after the last game and he ripped the team. And this is the first time I've ever really heard him as vocal as he was. And he kind of challenged some guy's manhood. And I think they stepped it up. And they're down 2-1, but you still got to give him a chance. The kid Schmid and Net is unbelievable right now. I mean, I'd never even heard of him going into this until he showed up in the playoffs. And the one weakness for Carolina is goaltending. And that right now, neither one of those guys are playing great. I mean, they score that many goals. I mean, Carolina is so balanced. They've got six guys with at least 6 points. I mean, they're just so balanced, but they're going to have to keep scoring. Like, it's most of the, that's like, to be honest with you, most of these teams in this, you're going to have to keep scoring because right now the goaltending hasn't been very good.
Agree.
Well, I mean, my question is this, is that maybe it's not that the goaltending is really just not that good. Maybe it's really just that, you know, maybe we're back in that space where we were back in the early 80s, you know, where the players were just getting better than the goalies, even though, I mean, come on. I mean, let's be honest now. I mean, the goalies nowadays are just so much more fundamentally sound than the guys back in the day, you know. I mean, but we could be in that space again where the players are taking that jump over what the goalies are. And,
well, I'm gonna add to that, Ed, not to cut you off, but I'm gonna bring it back to one of the topics we always talk about. The league's the way it is because there's too many teams in the league.
It's just watered down.
You know what I mean? With the cap and everything, you got guys in the league that shouldn't be in the league. I mean, no knock on it. It's just how it is. I mean, and when you add more, you're gonna get, you know, if you had two more teams, that's 40 more guys that are in the AHL right now, you know, that you got to make teams with. It's mind-boggling. Even if you build through the draft, there's still slots on other teams that you got to trickle down to. I mean, stay by your phone. You never know. Somebody might call you to come out of retirement because they need to fill a spot on, you know, somewhere, because it's ridiculous. I mean, the talent, yeah, of course, these kids, it's not like you're doing reps. These kids are out of the lab now. I mean, look at McDavid. The guy's got the personality of a mop, but he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. Staying on that topic with conversations and interviews, did you see the Samsonov interview when they asked him what he thought about Bob playing? That was two quotes this over the past week that were awesome. It was that one when they asked, you know, Bob's been lights out. What do you think you have to do to change it? And he said he didn't give a fuck. It's great. I love that. I mean, you can't write it, but I don't care what your English is. When I see emotion and it's not the typical, we need to get pucks deep. You know, we got to play the system. We got to believe in it, blah, 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 all that. I don't want to see that. I'm watching this for entertainment. At the end of the day, it's entertainment, and that's entertaining to me. Let the guy say what they want to say, and you'll get more fans. And that's how
yeah,
it is.
I mean, maybe they need to go back to, you know, I mean, I am wearing the shirt tonight. I mean, maybe they need to go back to that and put a bounty on somebody's head, you know?
Well, who knows? You know? Let's say on the Florida series. Quick thoughts on the Florida-Toronto series?
I think it's been a great series. I think that both teams have really just been playing well. You know, I think that Florida is just they're just grinding, man. I mean, right now it's 2-2, end of the third, going into overtime. I mean, so it's one of those things where, I mean, my thought is that, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, you guys brought up a great point. I mean, Florida won the President's Trophy last year. I mean, you know, that may have taught them a lot of lessons. And, you know, hey, look, we just need to make it to the dance. We don't have to be the head of the dance. So that's my thought on that. So I think it's still up in the air.
Quick one.
I just think right now, Tkachuk, he's got to be in the top three for MVP for the playoffs, but probably Draisaitl and McDavid. But Tkachuk has just been unbelievable. And that, like you said earlier, and good point, with Florida's forecheck is just relentless right now. I mean, they just wear on you.
And I was going back and forth with the Phantom. My quick takeaway from that Florida-Toronto game, Anthony Duclair had some extra Russian gas in him today before the game, because that guy has got an extra step on everybody. He just seems to be always one step ahead. You know, that breakaway that he had that he scored on, he almost had another one after that. Just really, really good, you know, standout player for me in that game so far. I know the game's going into overtime, but speaking of Draisaitl, let's switch over to that series. So right now, it's 1-1. Draisaitl's on fire. Is that what it takes? Does it take the team effort to get? Yeah, first game he had a huge game. They didn't win. Huge game, second game, they won. Well, what's your thoughts on? Does it take the individual effort like that? Or does it take the team effort like Florida is giving you to get there? What do you think,
Ed?
I mean, I think it's a combination of both. You know, I think that, you know, really, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, goaltending wins everything. You know, I mean, just like in the NFL, you know, it's, you know, good defense wins championships. You know, but I think that but you can't win games if you don't score goals. I mean, that's the fact of life right there. You can't win. You know, you can have a stone wall back there where you can't even slide a puck through it. But if you can't put the puck in the net, you're not going to do anything. So that's my take. Thomas?
I think Edmonton.
We're going to find out what, like you say, what is it? Is it?
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Balance, or is it because right now it's basically Dreisaitl and McDavid, and Vegas is another team. They're just so balanced. They've got six guys with 6 points. I mean, Stone, he's been out for I don't know how long, and he's got 11 points in 7 games. I mean, Dreisaitl and McDavid have combined for 32 points in 8 games. So it's all a matter of the goalie that makes one more save than the other, because right now neither one of them playing great. I just don't understand. If I was Edmonton, I'd throw Campbell in there. And actually, if I was Vegas, I'd think about putting Quick in. I mean, the guy's a proven playoff guy. And granted, he's getting older, but
Stanley Cups.
Chance.
He's got Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a quick question for you guys. I need a personal take. What do you guys think about the entrance for the Knights? Is that too much for you guys? Or
no way. No way. Entertainment all day.
I'm seeing it in person.
Well, that's why I'm asking that question.
Yeah, I was blown away by it. I mean, the atmosphere is great. I mean, it's not non-hockey-esque. I like the whole marketing thing. I like how they do it right from Jump Street. I like how from traveling so much with the kids and with you guys to the Garden and different arenas, I like how Philly has it where it's right off the highway. If you're not from there, you can get right off the highway. You can stay there. It's in a safe area. There's no stuff to worry about. You got all the stadiums are right there. I like that. I like how Vegas is set up. You're right on the strip. Here comes the marching band, the cheerleaders. They play all the music, and it's like the Pied Piper right to the arena. Fantastic. You get in there. Everybody's a newbie. There's not any old, you don't see throwback jerseys there. Everybody's a newer fan.
Right.
But they're wicked into it. Wicked into it. I mean, everybody's got a jersey on. I mean, they've only been around for a few years, so they don't have a lot of different jerseys, but Everybody's got the Eichel and those jerseys that I saw one Kessel jersey, even though he's been scratched. He don't play D anyways, but whatever. I love Phil. He's a character. But I like that atmosphere of when you have, there's difference when you go with your buddies and you go to the old Garden and stuff like that. But when you have a family and you got to drive somewhere, it's nice to just be able to get off, enjoy the game, not have to worry about, hey, it's $50 to park. You're getting boxed in, the drill.
Right. Yeah. The whole drill.
Yeah.
You just go to the old Garden. Yeah.
Yeah. And you hit it right on the head. It's old for a reason. What they did is when they built the new Garden, they should have scrapped where it was and put it where Gillette is. There's plenty of room over there. It's right off the highway. Easy to get to, easy to get home.
Yeah.
Good environment. See you later. But as far as your original point with that, I like that. I like that. There's a whole presentation before, they were playing the Kings. So they had like a King come out. They got like three mascots. They got the Knight. They got the Salamander. They got another one. And they have like a big block party before, like an hour before the game starts. Bands. Everybody's outside. That's my take on that. But at the Edmonton series, I'm with you on that. I think it takes a little bit. I got to see a little bit more of them just to see. It's nice to see the excitement of what he's doing, but is it just because they're playing Vegas? If they were playing Florida, would he be able to do that? I don't know. So one more series to talk about, and surprisingly, the Kraken. And that series is tied at one. I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea. I can't put a finger on it, what kind of formula they're playing or whatever, but man, if they can get past Dallas and they make it to the conference finals, they got to be doing something right. Thoughts?
Ed?
I to be honest with you guys, that's a super late game, and I really haven't watched very much of it, to be honest with you. I will be watching the game tonight, I can actually stay up and watch that a little bit more because I'm an hour behind you guys. So, but I can't really comment on that series because I really haven't watched it. So, Thomas?
I am super impressed with both goaltenders in this series. We're talking about how bad the goalies have been. These two goalies have been great. I mean, Ottinger's goal is against his 2.31 and Grubauer's is 2.74. And I mean, they stick to their style of play. Neither team panics when they get down, and they're two well-coached teams. I mean, Hextall is just a phenomenal coach. I mean, yeah. I don't know why, if only the Flyers could get a coach like that.
Yeah. Ooh. And when he was there, it's funny because he had always a poker face. He never was like high or low or whatever. And that was during the Ron Hextall years. That was his guy. And it's just amazing to watch. You had more probably talent on paper when he was with the Flyers and couldn't get nothing done. You take an expansion team. I mean, there's no pressure whatsoever. I mean, and look what he's been able to do. I guess it just takes the right guys to listen to you, buy into the system, and credit to Ron Francis for putting those teams together. I mean, imagine if Shane Wright had turned out to be something, he'd probably be on that team right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only disappointment out of the Seattle saga is what happened with him. And, you know, if you're a fantasy person and you end up with Shane Wright by default, like I did, it's a little disappointing. But speaking of fantasy, we're going to try to shift gears away from the hockey a little bit. Going to get a new segment in here. Tom's going to have, depending on what season we're in and what's going on, Tom's a big fantasy guy. So, Tom, we're going to do fantasy pick of the week, and take it away.
All right. I'm going with fantasy baseball this week, and I'm actually doing one. I'm doing two. I'm doing one pitcher and one hitter for the week coming up starting Monday. My pitcher of the week is going to be Max Scherzer for the Mets. He has two starts this week. One's against Cincinnati and one's against Washington. He should rack up the Ks in that game, in both games. I mean, neither team is very good. And he's probably, I won't say they'll win both games, but he should get at least 10 fantasy points at least in each game. And for my hitter, it was a little bit tougher, but I'm going with Marcus Semien, second baseman of the Texas Rangers. They play every day this week. They've got seven games, and they're against Seattle and Oakland. Now, the first two games, Seattle, he's facing two decent pitchers in George Kirby and Logan Gilbert, but I think the rest of the week and the last game of that series, he's got a favorable matchup, and I think he's just starting to get hot, and he's going to rack up the points.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Put it in. Get your DraftKings or whatever you do, and put it in.
Oh wait, didn't DraftKings predict that the Florida was going to win before the Bruins were? What was that?
Did you see that? That's crazy.
I did.
I think I posted it on the Facebook page. There were people losing their shit. They went back and they posted the goal for Florida before it actually happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It was a thing. Multiple people posted it. So they're like, remember what I was saying? Is it rigged? Is there stuff going on behind the scenes? There's a brain in here somewhere.
I don't know.
Concussions are plenty, but there's some beans rolling around in there like a broken action figure. There's a plastic piece rolling around, but it's in there. I'm telling you, this something's amok with these sports, but whatever. So, Ed, have you been able to watch any baseball yet this year? Have you been kind of clinching on anything?
I haven't. I was gonna circle back to hockey again. Actually, I was gonna talk about some coaches.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Take it.
Yeah, man. What is up with getting rid of all these coaches that are good coaches? And, like, why are we letting the inmates run the asylum? I mean, we're talking about, like, the head coach for the Rangers. We talk about Daryl Sutter. I mean, Bruce Boudreau got let go earlier this year. I mean, those are three really good quality coaches. And, I mean, it really sets a bad precedent by letting the players run the locker room and run the team. And I don't really agree with that, you know. And so, and then one last thing, and I'll jump out. Who was it, the coach for Bonus called out the team for being soft. I mean, he just called it like he saw it. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, like, the bottom line is that, you know, Andy, like, you know, take your take, man. You got to get the sandpaper out. You know, you got to fill your shoes. You know, it's not just a cup of coffee in the big time. You know what I mean?
I'll toss this one to Tom, but my quick thing with that is it's a different type of player now. It's not the same type of player as it was. A lot of these guys, I mean, they make big money. And guys like Crosby and Austin Matthews and McDavid, you think if McDavid says he's having problems with a coach that they're not going to address it? I mean, it comes down to that. It's very seldom do you have that chemistry like a Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan type of deal. There's a synergy there where they both kind of coexist with egos, and they're able to check egos at the door for whatever reasons. But just the Cassidy thing is a story for me, how everybody in Boston thought he was a good coach when he was there after Julian. And then they let him go for whatever reasons, probably player orientated. Now he's doing well with Vegas. So, Tom, thoughts? You want to kick in with all this coaching drama?
I'm happy for Cassidy. I mean, I wasn't very happy with them letting him go, but it's to prove that it's a what have you done for me lately league. I believe all three coaches that were up for Coach of the Year last year have all been fired now. It's just one of those things. But at the same time, I mean, this is something I can see the Phantom saying. The player people are going to pay money to see the players. They're not coming to see the coaches. So unfortunately, the coaches are going to be the scapegoat pretty much no matter what. So.
Yeah, I think it has a shelf life too, because even a guy will come in and he'll have the best intentions and give everybody a clean sheet. But once that boat starts rocking and the wins and losses come and go and, you know, peaks and valleys, and then you're road tripping with these guys and you go in places and you don't know their personality. Some guy could be like a problem with things that we don't even know about, you know, things that they don't let out in the media. And we only get such a small, that's why I said about the hockey coverage sucks, because there's stories there that you never know about that would change your perspective on which teams you like, which players like you that. Like. And it's all like, kind of just filtered through before it gets to you. And then you hear stories way after the fact when these guys are retired and you do podcasts. And I'm like, why didn't I know that about said player when they played? Because I probably would have liked them more. It's usually a story that with the type of players that I like, you would have liked them more. I just watched Dave Brown and Chris Nyland did a podcast together and it was great. And those two guys were like oil and water when they played. But when you hear the stories about the build up to it, you don't get that. The media never got that. So where was it then? It's still the same two guys. It's not like they signed a non-disclosure agreement that they couldn't talk about it. So it's a different sport. I mean, it's at times everything's tough to watch because it's not like it was. And that's why we do what we do. And it's the 1973 podcast, because we're in a bubble. That bubble is, we're going to be like World War II veterans that someday. There's going to be hardly none of us left. So we're going to be like, do you remember when we used to talk on the phone? The one phone that we had and the one TV that we had? Sounds like horse and buggy when you talk to some people. So with that being said, Tom, we're going to take it over to you for what we usually close out with, our pick of the week.
Well, my pick of the week, I've already picked this band, but this week here was the 11th anniversary of Adam Yacht passing away. So I'm going with the Beastie Boys. Check your head.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah.
My all-time favorite.
It's phenomenal.
If I could take one, they said you could only pick one to listen to. That's my one. Everything about it, I like. I like the production of it. I like they started really showing that they could play instruments. There's some awesome rap stuff on there and some really good punk stuff on there. Unbelievable album. If you were only to buy one Beastie Boys album, that's the one I would buy. I know I'm probably in a minority with that because Ed's going to tell you it's License Hill, but I'm going to tell you it's Check Your Head. That album brings me back to many, many trips to Providence. I think you guys can, I see smiles on the faces, stories, many stories with that album. Ed, Tom, wait, fill in the gaps. Let's go.
Yeah,
I don't remember anything.
Look, Providence? Oh, Florida just scored, by the way. Yeah. No, I mean, like, you know, I mean, I'm gonna philosophically disagree with you just because License to Ill was just so far, so different than anything that we ever had, right? I mean,
yeah.
Like when you put that in, it was just like, what is this? This is awesome. Check Your Head. That's 1A and 1B. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I can't sit there and be like, you know, I'm going to fight you over it. I mean, no. It's a great album, man. I mean, that was like theme music, you know, on the, like, rolling the Providence, you know?
You cannot, those first five Beastie Boys albums, you cannot have a better collection of first five albums from a band than those guys. Transcends the era when we were going out. I mean, how many places did we go to that we at least heard at least two or three Beastie Boys songs a night? I mean, it just Lupo's The Strand. I mean, just a whole, we could do a whole podcast just on that, and maybe we will. That'll be
the place formerly known as The Complex, where somebody almost lost a tooth.
Oh, that's a story too. We're fighting.
Oh, yep. Snap. There's a fist.
So, Tom, I know the time.
Bob, what are you supposed to weave?
Tom, I know the time's winding down. We only got about a minute. So hit it quick so we can get out of here.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to John Butchergrass, of all people. I won the Butchie Overtime Challenge this past week. Funny enough, it was with Matthew Kachuk. So I just got the T-shirt in the mail. I want to thank him for that. And
sweet.
Awesome. So awesome. We're going to wrap this one up. It's the fastest half an hour that we do. This goes by like so fast because we could talk about a thousand different things, thousand stories, many stories. Things that we have to sign to protect the innocent because we don't want to get wives, girlfriends, kids all upset about certain things because we cannot talk about them. Maybe we can. It depends on if we're mad at them. So we'll see you guys next week. Another podcast in the books. Later on, people.
See you guys.
Later. Peace out.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.